The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
Good evening and welcome to The Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyoun. And this evening, I'm going to be speaking about an important court case that took place. And it's also a big victory for small business owners. And this happened after the Pretoria High Court granted a small business owner an urgent basis for relief against the South African Revenue Service, or SARS, who depleted his bank account without following due process. So to help us understand this case and also what your rights are as a consumer, we have Jean-Louis Nell. He's a tax attorney at Tax Consulting SA on the line this evening. So how are you doing, Jean-Louis?
Thank you, Cyril. Thank you for having me. I'm quite well, and a warm welcome to all your listeners.
So tell me, Jean-Louis, I mean, this specific case, can you tell us more about it and also why it is a massive victory for small businesses?
Yes, definitely. So in this case, the taxpayer was left with a frozen and empty bank account without notification from SARS, and that SARS collected outstanding tax debts from him. Now, what happened was the taxpayer woke up one morning, went to the bank to make payments, and as he's a small business owner, he's required to make payments and to his different suppliers in order to obtain stock. And it was then to his shock that he realized that his bank balance was R0. Now, he contacted our firm, and we immediately investigated his tax position, and we determined that in this case, the taxpayer has no outstanding debt, and in actual fact, it was a nominal amount that SARS owed the taxpayer. We proceeded to engage with SARS in this matter. SARS came back and advised us that they'll investigate the position. This went on for about a week, and it was based on the urgency that we had to approach the court because the livelihood of the taxpayer was at stake. We approached the court on an urgent basis, requesting the court to set aside the third-party appointment of APSA, and as well that the court should order SARS to repay the amount that was taken from his bank account. Now, this is a big victory for small businesses, especially in COVID, where cash flow business is really strained as it is due to funds not being available and consumers that have to tighten their belt. Now, the importance for us is that despite the powers that SARS has in terms of the Tax Administration Act, there are remedies available for taxpayers to ensure that their rights are protected. And this includes to approach the court in these unprecedented times to obtain the necessary relief against SARS. And merely the fact that it's indicated that the courts, where there's gross non-compliance with the Act, that the courts are on the side of taxpayers.
So also, I mean, Jean-Louis, you know, what are the correct procedures to follow? You know, should you find yourself in a case like this?
Yeah, so Section 179, third-party appointments, where SARS is authorized by the Act to take funds from your bank account, is not an uncommon occurrence. Most taxpayers know somebody that fell victim or was part of these collection proceedings. But the Act is quite clear in the circumstances where there's a tax debt, what SARS should do. The first requirement, obviously, is that there should be an outstanding tax debt that is due to SARS. Where there's a tax debt, SARS should send you a letter of demand, affording you 10 business days to act accordingly to resolve or to regularize your tax affairs. This will include disputing your tax debt, applying for a debt compromise where the tax debt is correct, or for a deferral arrangement where you can make a monthly payment to settle the outstanding debt. The alternative to those proceedings is that you institute a dispute resolution process where you are aggrieved by the tax debt and you object against this tax debt based on the basis that you've been taxed incorrectly. Now, that is what should happen.
All right.
There is certain circumstances where SARS does not need to send you a letter of demand where they can proceed. And that's only where the risk is that if you would receive a letter of demand, you would withdraw the funds. But that's in very rare circumstances that SARS would do this.
So tell me, Jean-Louis, I mean, what are some of the important rights that we as customers have to have when it comes to dealing with SARS? And can you maybe just mention one or two?
Yes. So in terms of Section 179 of the Tax Administration Act, a fundamental right is that you are informed that there is an outstanding tax debt, and that's a letter of demand. That is a fundamental right that a taxpayer has in terms of the TAA. Secondly, in terms of the regulations published under the Tax Administration Act, a taxpayer has the right to request reasons where SARS has issued an assessment and you are aggrieved by this assessment. So SARS should indicate to you why you are taxed at a higher rate or why certain expenditure, for example, that you claim as a small business was disallowed. So those are fundamental rights. And then Rule 7 as well, that you have the right to object against those assessments, to dispute the decision SARS might have taken in taxing you in a certain manner.
So if we have customers have any questions, any queries regarding SARS and their procedures, you know, how do you go about that and who should we turn to?
Yes, the first point of departure that is free to any consumer is to contact the SARS call center and request information regarding your tax situation. Alternatively, it's prudent to consult with a competent tax advisor or tax attorney where you are aggrieved by the conduct of SARS and where you feel that you're not being treated fairly. You can also approach the tax ombud, but a prerequisite for that in the normal sense is that you first have to exercise all your remedies that is available under the Tax Administration Act, including lodging complaints to SARS.
Thank you so much for taking time and clarifying this and also sharing the details about the case.
Thank you, Sarah. Much appreciated, and I hope that this will really assist taxpayers out there.
You're listening to IFM, The Sound of Your Life. And of course, if you just tuned in, we spoke about a very important court case. That's a win for the small business owner against SARS. And also spoke to Jean-Louis Nel, tax attorney at Tax Consulting SA, that also just helped us understand what our rights are when dealing with SARS. You're listening to IFM's Business Hour. I'm Cyril Fulyun.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyun on OFM.